Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jared.
And this is the Call to Be Saints podcast on calltobesaints.com. Hello, and thanks for listening to the Call to Be Saints podcast. We've got another awesome show for you today. We've got a new Words of God with Carly, and your latest in entertainment news with Holly and Adam. Let's get started with news and the road to the presidency. According to CNN, a group of Christmas tree growers in Oregon have developed a way to tell how green, that is, environmentally friendly, a tree is. The group has put 200,000 tags on their trees, indicating the footprint of growing the tree. Over 29 million people bought trees last year, so if used, this could influence the environment in a positive way. President Bush opened a summit on Middle East peace on Tuesday. He announced negotiations designed to reach an agreement by the end of 2009. The Office, a popular TV show on NBC, will likely be in reruns until 2008 due to the ongoing strike of the Writers Guild of America. Steve Carell, who plays Michael Scott, refused to cross picket lines out of respect for the writers. And now, the road to the presidency, 2008. Today we'll look at candidates' plans to battle climate change. Let's get started. Hillary Clinton supports alternative fuels and ratification of the Kyoto Protocol. She introduced to Congress the Strategic Energy Fund, which would inject $50 million into research and development of renewable energy and other green items. Barack Obama supports the use of ethanol in the future and worked to preserve the 54-cent tariff per gallon of imported ethanol. Obama also points out that nuclear energy is not out of the question. John Edwards would like to focus specifically on global warming. His presidential campaign is going carbon neutral by offsetting any CO2 that is emitted by the campaigns. He wants to decrease emissions 80% below 1990 levels by 2050 and search for an alternative to foreign oil. Rudy Giuliani believes that warming is occurring, but he has not yet come up with a way to combat the situation.
Sean Taylor from the Washington Redskins was shot at his home with his girlfriend. They woke up from a loud noise, so he grabbed the machete from underneath his bed. The intruder shot at least once and hit him in the groin. Even though the intruder got in, Taylor's house alarm didn't go off. The intruder did leave a kitchen knife on the bed, though.
Hey guys, this is Carly with the Words of God segment. Today I'll be talking about Advent. This coming Sunday is the second Sunday of Advent. Advent is kind of like our preparation for Jesus' birth on the 25th of December. And in Advent, you have like a wreath and there's four candles on it. And three of the candles are purple and one is pink. And the third week you light the pink candle and all the other weeks you light the purple candles. And you light one more every week, so it is kind of like our preparation, like I said earlier. During Advent, it's a great time to like pray and stuff, because Jesus is going to be born on the 25th of December, and that's a great time for us, because he comes into our world.
Hello and welcome to our weekly discussion. This week's topic is, well, Christmas, so let's get started. What was your favorite Christmas moment?
Getting presents.
I like just waking up and just the feeling of Christmas. It's so great. I just love it.
I like how it feels when someone opens one of the gifts that you've given them, and just, it's so cool.
I like the feeling when you go to bed before Christmas. I wake up at like 3 in the morning because I can't sleep, and I'm so excited to see like What's downstairs by the fireplace?
I know. Christmas is like the only morning I'll wake up at like 6 and I'll get up.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
What was your favorite Christmas gift received?
A motor scooter.
Pool table.
Well, 1 year we got a computer and all the parts were wrapped separately. So that's kind of cruel. What was your favorite Christmas gift given?
At our school, we gave... The thing I gave to someone for Christmas was mittens to a homeless family.
1 year, I gave hot cocoa to my grandma, and that was really cool because it was, like, personalized. And it had a fake Starbucks logo and my name and cocoa on it, so it was, like, Brian's cocoa. Do you have any advice for people struggling to come up with gift ideas?
Ask someone else what they think their kids would like.
Yeah, have them, like, get somebody to ask them what they would want for Christmas, and then that person could go tell them. Or just go shopping and see what catches your eye.
Yeah, or, like, just get something about what their interests are in. Like, if they like sports or something, get
yeah,
them.
Yeah, everyone likes an iPod, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if...
There's no hurt in a video iPod.
My parents are listening, you know? Yeah.
Or you can ask the shopkeeper what people bought for their kids.
Do you have any Christmas shopping tips?
Just go to every place you want to and just look at all the different stuff. You know, all the major stores, malls. You know, just go look in there and see what you want and what other people want.
Yeah, don't go last minute shopping. No. I've done that before. It's not a good idea.
You're just so stressed and you're caught up with everything. It's not fun.
Yeah.
What about Christmas, other than the feast of Christ's birth, is Catholic?
Probably being together with your family.
Yeah, just having time to talk with your family about, you know, what's going on in your life and what you can do better. And talking about church and stuff like that.
And giving.
Yeah, and like getting ready to celebrate the new year. With your family.
It's a lot of fun, too.
Absolutely.
What is the number one thing to remember during the holidays?
That it's about Christ, not just about you getting presents.
And it's about giving, not receiving. Don't be greedy.
The value of the gift doesn't matter because...
Actually, yeah, it does.
It's the thought that counts, really.
Yes, it's the thought that counts.
Cherish the moments with your family, like those, like at Christmas, like cherish those moments.
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts, so just give someone a penny and it's all right.
You don't give someone a penny? Okay, Daniel,
you get a penny,
I'll give you a leaf for Christmas.
Okay.
And that's our discussion for the week. We better stop this now.
Thanks.
Did you know that nearly 300,000 deaths each year in the U.S. are caused by being overweight or obese? It's an increasing problem in both the U.S. and in the world. Between 1980 and 2000, the amount of obese children in the U.S. has tripled, and the amount of adults has doubled. The causes are eating more calories than you need for energy, because calories are what the body uses to get energy, but if you don't use the energy that's needed, it just stores the energy for later. And if you don't use that energy later, it will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you'll just get more and more fat in your body. Another cause is inactivity, and that's just you go to school, you come home, you do homework, you go to bed after watching TV for a long time. You don't really get that much exercise and stuff. Another cause is having larger meals than you need. That might be having like twice as much food as you need or getting seconds. And it can also be, it's really, really unhealthy to eat too much because it could result in diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, arthritis and something called sleep apnea. That's when you don't breathe while you're sleeping, and it can cause you to lose energy and you'll feel tired during the day. Some of the ways to stop this are by eating sensibly. Just don't eat cookies all day. Getting exercise every day on a regular basis for at least 30 minutes. You could join a sports team. You could set some time aside to jog every day. You could set some time aside to bike. You could also get like a treadmill or something and put it in front of a TV, and you could watch your TV shows while you're on the treadmill or something. And if you stay fit, then you won't get the health problems that are associated with being overweight. And you'll feel a lot better, both physically and mentally, because you won't be as tired from the sleep apnea or just from getting too much work. And you'll also feel better mentally because you're fit and you feel good. That is why I strongly suggest that you stay fit and become one less overweight person in the world.
Hey everybody, and here's me, Holly, with your weekly entertainment. And your top 10 songs for this week are Apologize in the number 1 spot by Timbaland featuring One Republic, number 2, No One by Alicia Keys, and number 3, Bubbly by Colby Calais. Crank Dat by Soulja Boy, Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie, Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown featuring T-Pain, Into the Night by Santana featuring Chad Kroeger, Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna, Paralyzer by Finger 11, and Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston. Your 5 best-selling Catholic books are Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light, Jesus of Nazareth, Los Números de la Esperanza, The Two Marys, The Hidden History of the Mother and Wife of Jesus, and The Apostles. Thanks, and here's Adam with more entertainment.
Hi, this is Adam. I'll be reviewing the book Drums, Girls, and Dangerous Pie by Jordan Sennenblick. It's about how an eighth grader's life gets messed around with crushes, schoolwork, and family issues. Once his brother gets sick, his whole life gets turned upside down. It's a good book for an average teen. I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of All Saints Catholic School or the Diocese of Spokane, Washington. Thank you.